Good evening. We want to get our service started tonight. Come on in and find a place. We are excited to have you back. Thank you for coming back for our night of praise and prayer on the theme of the Psalms. You know, as a staff, we began discussing this a few months ago, what we could do and have another praise and prayer night for our church. And I began thinking of different directions we could go. And the Psalms are so important, the songbook of the Bible, for us as Christians. And many of our songs are based from the Psalms. And sometimes we don't always get those connections as we sing them. And so I hope tonight will be a good learning experience as we sing some traditional hymns that are based on the Psalms, as well as some of our newer songs that we've been learning. And I put them into four categories for us to go through tonight, starting with some calls to worship, and then we'll sing about our God as of strength and a refuge for us, then our God of compassion and comfort, and then we're going to end with our response to God from Psalm 150. But as we begin tonight, we're going to start with a call to worship. Lance Burrows is going to come and read for us Psalm 100. And let me just preempt that by saying, you know, Tom made some comments this morning in our message that we always stand for the reading of Scripture. And as I was thinking about tonight, if we stand for all the readings of Scripture and all of the songs and all of the prayers, you guys aren't going to like how much standing we're going to do tonight. And so I ask permission if at least on our readings of Scripture and prayer, you can stay seated tonight, and then we'll invite you to stand for our songs. And so I'm not disrespecting or disobeying what we do here as a church. It just, it will work better for all of us tonight, okay? So call to worship. Lance, come read for us Psalm 100.
Well, if you have your copy of God's Word, let me invite you to open the Word of God to Psalm number 100. Psalm 100. I'll read this psalm for us and set it before our eyes as we begin our time, and then we will pray together. Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and we, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. You bow with me as we pray together. Father God, we humbly come before you this evening. We come before you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We acknowledge the words of this psalm that you are Yahweh, you are the one and true God. It is you, God, who have created the heavens and the earth. It is you, God, who reigns over all the earth. And not only do we see your transcendence in this psalm, that you are above all, you are the Most High God, but that you are near to us in the fact that we know of your goodness and that we experience your loving kindness, your loyal love, your steadfast love, that which is part of who you are. We're grateful, God, that you are a steadfast God and that you are a faithful God who loves us from generation to generation. And as we think about this psalm and as we set it before our hearts and our eyes, this psalm also calls us to respond, and to respond in worship. It calls us to shout joyfully to you. It calls us to serve and to worship you with joy and gladness. It tells us to enter your gates with thanksgiving and to enter your courts with praise, and to give thanks to who you are in your blessed name and character. Father, I pray that as we worship you through the reading of your word and the praying of your word and then the singing of your word, that it would be based solely on truth, as your Lord taught us in John 4, that we are to worship you in truth. But not simply just truth, Father, although that is foundational. You call us to worship in spirit, simply meaning that we must worship you from the heart. God, may our cry tonight be one that magnifies and honors and glorifies your name. May we praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who bought our redemption on the cross. And may we bask in your glories that you are the creator God of the universe that has called us into your kingdom. And we honor and praise you until the day that your Son, Jesus Christ, returns or that you call us home. Be with us tonight as we lift our voices and our hearts to you. We're grateful for who you are, not only the one true God, but our God. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lance. There's a hymn that's based on Psalm 100 titled, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. It's in your hymnal number 18 there in front of you. I encourage you, if you know how to read that music and sing parts, I would love you to do that tonight as we sing out of the hymnal some of these songs. Again, hymn number 18, and let's stand together, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Verse 24, it says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's sing that together.
The Lord has made, come and rejoice.
singing. You may be seated as we transition to the theme of God, of strength and refuge. Jonathan's going to come and read for us now Psalm 90.
Turn with me to Psalm 90. It's a psalm that is a contrast between our weakness, our finiteness, and God's eternality and strength. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back into dust and say, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by or as a watch in the night. You have swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning, it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening, it fades and withers away. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we have been dismayed. You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days have declined in your fury. We have finished our years like a sigh. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away. Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Do return, O Lord, how long will it be? And be sorry for your servants. O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. Let's pray together. Our Father, this psalm is a powerful reminder of the contrast between us and you. Lord, it's a reminder of the brevity of our lives, like grass that sprouts up and then withers, like a vapor that is here and then gone. Lord, we recognize our lives are so brief. Lord, 70, maybe 80 years or less. And Lord, we know that reality is because we are creatures created by you, and it's because we are sinners who our death is a result of the just penalty for our sin. And Lord, those two realities are in contrast to you, the Creator, the one who has existed for all of eternity before any of the world or the universe was made. You were and are. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You are the eternal, unchanging one. And Lord, because of that, you are the faithful one, the refuge and strength for us and for every generation who has known and loved you, for whom you have been their God. And so, Lord, we are so thankful that though we and our circumstances change, you never change. You are our enduring strength and help, regardless of what we face. Lord, you are our hope in this life, and you give us hope in death because of the redemption that is ours in Christ. And Lord, you are the one who strengthen our hands to live faithfully in this life, and we pray that you would continue to do that work, that you would use us, that you would keep us faithful to you, and that you would indeed confirm the work of our hands, use us to accomplish your purposes, not because of our strength or our faithfulness, but because of yours. And so, Lord, tonight, as we continue to sing, we praise you that you alone are God. You are the eternal one. You are our strength. You are our hope. You are our refuge. May we cling to you, and may we exalt you as we sing of these truths together now. In Christ's name, amen.
Well, a familiar hymn that we sing quite quite a bit here at church. O God, our help in ages past is based on this wonderful psalm, Psalm 90. It's in your hymnal number 55. If you want to turn there, we're going to sing all six of the verses. And again, hymn number 55. Let's stand together as we sing it. Songwriters make it easier for us to know what psalm it comes from, like this next song, My Soul Will Wait, is Psalm 62, and it's a favorite hymn and a song of many. We're going to sing that now, My Soul Will Wait.
Darkness over.
Sing about God's strength and refuge. Martin Luther found comfort in Psalm 46. And I know that's a favorite psalm of many. And the hymn that is so familiar based on that, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. It's in your hymnal, number 53. If you want to turn there, hymn number 53, we want to sing that, A Mighty Fortress.
Oh.
may be seated. Another theme in the Psalms is that God is a God of compassion and a God of comfort. And these next psalms and songs we're going to sing have that theme. I'm going to have Pastor Tom come and read for us Psalm 103 as we get started.
Well, perhaps no psalm is more a source of reminder of God's comfort and compassion than Psalm 103. David reminds us that we are to bless the Lord because of who he is, his character, his holy name, and because of the benefits that he has extended to us. And both of those flow through this psalm. You follow along as I read it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He's mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind is passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's pray together. Our Father, with David, we call our own hearts to bless you, to speak well of you, to praise you, to exalt you. Lord, we do so certainly because of your benefits to us. And Lord, David reminds us so well of who you are, that you pardon all our iniquities, that you are the one who heals our sicknesses from the smallest cold to the most death-threatening illness and disease. Lord, you are the one who redeems our lives from the grave, those times when we came close to death, and you rescued us, and you delivered us, and gave us life, and saved us. Lord, you are the one who crowns us with a relationship with you. You have put your steadfast love upon us. Your compassion crowns us. And Lord, you have filled our lives with good. Lord, we praise you for those amazing benefits. And yet, Lord, we praise you most of all for your holy name, for those things that are true about you. Lord, the bedrock of our lives, when things are going well and when we find ourselves in our most difficult days, the bedrock is your name, the truths about you that David reminds us of here, that you are compassionate, that you look with us, you look at us with our need, in our difficulty, and your great heart is moved with compassion for us. Lord, we thank you that you are gracious. You see us in our sin and in our need, and you extend favor to us when we deserve exactly the opposite. Father, we thank you that you are slow to anger, that you are patient when we sin against you, and you call us back to yourself, and you set our feet back on the path of righteousness. And Father, we thank you that you are abounding in steadfast love. In eternity past, you decided to save us, and you entered into a covenant with us when you brought us to know you through your Son, and that will be forever. Your steadfast love will never change, regardless of what comes in this life. Lord, thank you that while our lives are like the spring wildflowers that sprout up, it seems, in a day and are gone overnight, Lord, your steadfast love is from everlasting to everlasting on our lives. Lord, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you for who you are, and we praise you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. It's a wonderful psalm, and we want to teach you a new song that's based on that, that actually Pastor Tom has written and has waited a while for us to learn this song. And so we're happy to introduce it tonight. Let us sing the first couple verses and chorus and let you catch on, and then we'll invite you to sing with us. You can stay seated as we begin this.
With all my soul, I'll bless your name.
Provoke
you're slow to anger. In Christ our sins and guilt you have erased. Our lives are like the springtime grass that flowers. We sprout and
song that's less familiar to us, Psalm 91, My Dwelling Place is God Most High. Kirsten's going to sing it for us. If you know it, sing along with it.
My dwelling place is God Most High, my refuge and my fortress. When plague and pestilence draw nigh, I'm hidden in His presence. When terrors fall and arrows fly, His shield will be my safety. When stones across the pathway lie, on angels' wings I'm carried. Dwelling place is God Most High, a present help in danger. I rest secure in love's pure light, beneath my Master's favor. He freed me from the fowler's snare, where sin and shame had bound me. Deceived I made till fearless He came for me. Wonderful, powerful, my hope and my defender. Mighty God, Emmanuel, my dwelling place forever. Dwelling place is God Most High, I'll never seek another, for I am His and He is mine, my heart He'll keep forever. I know the name on whom I call, He promises to end.
Psalm that is a psalm of comfort. Comfort is Psalm 23, and another song that Pastor Tom has written for us to sing. Let's stand together as we sing it.
Dwell in his house.
One last category I wanted to touch on tonight is from Psalm 150, the last psalm in the Psalter, that is our response to God in praising the Lord. Joshua Scarborough is going to come and read that for us and pray, and then we'll sing.
If you have a Bible, you can turn to Psalm 150. You know, it is no accident that Psalm 150 is at the end of the Psalter. What is the response of all these things that we've learned and sung about tonight? It's that we praise our God. Psalm 150, you follow along as I read. A psalm of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, you are praiseworthy. God, you alone are truly praiseworthy. You deserve praise in your sanctuary when we come near to worship you. God, you deserve praise when we gather on the Lord's Day to worship you together. God, you deserve praise when we see your mighty expanse, when we dwell on your creation, when we are out and about in our lives. You deserve praise then. God, you deserve praise for all the mighty deeds that you have done and all the ones that you continue to do. God, you deserve praise for your excellent greatness, for simply being who you are, God. You are worthy of praise, honor, and glory. You deserve praise with trumpets and harps and lyres and every kind of musical instrument that we can come up with. God, you deserve praise with the rhythm and the melody and the high notes and the low notes and the slow music and the upbeat music. It is all for you. God, we are thankful for the gift of music. We're thankful even tonight for Seth and the musicians you've gifted to our church. God, we're thankful for all of these rich hymns and choruses in a language we can understand that accurately reflect the truth of your word, some from hundreds of years ago and some from tonight. God, we are thankful that you have given us a gift that we simply use to turn around and give you praise with. God, we confess that too often we cannot take our eyes off ourselves long enough to give you the praise and glory you deserve every day of our lives. And yet, God, you deserve praise from everything that has breath. Every living thing in your creation must praise you. But God, even with that thought in our minds, we recognize that if everything in your creation were to praise you perfectly for the next million years, we wouldn't scratch the surface of your true worth. Help us now, Father, as we come and sing our final couple songs together. God, that we would truly praise you with the music and with our voices, but God, not just with that, with true whole hearts of worship and praise. Every moment of our lives going forward, that they would be for your glory and honor and for your great name. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
He is worthy of our praise. Let's stand together as we close our night.
You host. You trace the mountain peaks. You paint the evening skies with wonders. The earth, it is your throne. From desert to the sea, all nature testifies your splendor. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sing His greatness, all creation. Praise the Lord, raise your voice. You heights and all you depths, from furthest east to west, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You reached into the dust, in love your spirit breathed. You formed us in your very likeness, to know your wondrous works, to tell your join the everlasting chorus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sing His greatness, all creation. Praise the Lord, raise your voice. You heights and all you depths, from furthest east to west,
dismissed.
Lord, your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He would say great delight in you. He will quiet.